Avram Stern du Green Coalition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have three questions. Question number one, Ms. Councillor Ederle talked about 100% or the goal of 100%, maybe utopia, but still we should strive for that. And in response to that question, we have things that are non-recyclable like this styrofoam or part of this gum wrapper. And I was wondering, is there ever going to be a plan to recycle these, or are these destined for the garbage?
Okay. Mr.
I'm not aware of anyone in Quebec who deals with the recycling. That's number six, I take it. And basically, it's used in a variety of, in food packaging, for example, in your store. Now, clearly, the way out of that is either to find someone who's able to handle that, and if there were, we would definitely see how that could be made available to them that's picked up. But more likely than that, you're looking at a substitution such that where food companies with Recyc Quebec are able to find alternative materials that allow the food companies to achieve the same ends, to provide it for meat and vegetables and stuff that you find in your supermarket, well, those substitute materials, which could and should be recyclable, will ultimately replace what you have there. And in that vein, I think efforts are being made with Recyc Quebec to make sure that industry can find solutions and ultimately make the transition.
It's good to hear. My second question is about the eco centers and the future eco centers, and you talk about a possible service tarifier, and I would strongly urge that there should be an alternative, because and it shouldn't be a steep and exorbitant price for people, but there are people out there, individuals out there that don't have a car, don't have a truck, and possibly elderly people, incapacitated people who also have things to throw away, and yet they won't go to this eco center. They'll put it in the garbage bag. So my question is, are you strongly considering this?
Well, if it's in the plan, it's because we recognize that there's a need in the community. And so clearly that's one of the elements that we realize not everyone's going to have a car. We realize that some stuff is picked up by different services, whether it be clothes and stuff can be picked up at the door, because there's obviously a market value attached to it, and they could be disposed of. But and we're also seeing, as you've probably noticed, more and more companies going on a take it back scheme, such that if you buy a stove or a fridge, often that's your old stove gets taken back by the vendor and disposed of in a proper manner. Obviously, there'll always be a residual, and there'll always be someone who doesn't have the car or the pickup truck to take it over, and that's what the intent is with the action item that's in the plan.
Good. And my third question is about, it was mentioned something about an poste de transbordement or rail truck transfer facility, as was proposed for the previous let's say incineration plan. There was supposed to be something like that, and it's talked about the acts, the 13, the 20, and the 40, and could you please talk about this? Are there any more details of the location?
Well, we don't have any details, but we do know that we're trying to make sure, as you've seen, to reduce trucking and such, find a site that would be located well within existing arteries, close to a rail spur that trucks from the western part of the island or the northern part of the island can bring the material to that site. And hopefully if we can find that site, then you can have a truck rail transfer point where then it's loaded on rail cars in much larger volumes, transfer it. That way we have less trucks on the road, less greenhouse gases, and by using the rail, take it down to the ultimate site. Part of our plan, and you've seen it in a large circle, identified where we think is the area that would be best used, but we haven't nailed down yet, and that's something that we're working with local communities who are to help us find out the site that's most appropriate. That's one of the ones that's going to have to be nailed down specifically where it is. But you can imagine the broad area is where it's close to main arteries and where there's access to a rail spur.
I think a possible site could be the Lachine Intermodal Terminal, where CP eventually, I think, will be moving towards Les Cedres, and perhaps that could be a site.
We haven't excluded that, and we've had some people who brought it to our attention. So we're not precluding anything. I think it's a question of sitting down and seeing what makes the most sense.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much. La prochaine personne, c'est Karel Menard, Le Front Commun, Québec.